following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Great news, fans. Your NBA season's officially a go, which means it's open season on the seats you want when you head to StubHub. All the biggest stars are getting out of their suits and ready to suit up in an arena near you, and you can be there for every electric moment. From baseline to midcourt, StubHub makes scoring even hard to get seats a layup. So head to StubHub, grab your seats, get ready for the action, because it's game on.
StubHub!
Okay, Mike and Mike at JCPenney know you've got a holiday wish list, but the one you should really care about belongs to your special someone, and jewelry is at the top. Right now, win her a pair of diamond earrings. Just visit ESPNradio.com to learn more about winning jewelry and the JCPenney Holiday Wish List Sweepstakes. Win one of two grand prizes, diamond earrings, or one of three $500 JCPenney gift cards. Either way, she'll be happy. At JCPenney this Christmas, everybody wins. No purchase necessary to enter a win. Sweepstakes valid from 12/5/2011 through 12/21/2011.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio Superstation, a Thursday edition. Are you done?
No, I'm just getting started, actually.
Well, again, we've had this discussion.
But I don't have to do a whole lot.
Exactly. You're a gift card type of person, aren't you?
In and out. Yeah. Don't take long.
You could do your entire Christmas shopping in 2 hours. Do you wrap anything?
No. That's why the band does their deal at the mall. You take your stuff to the band, you give
them.
Well,
yeah, but the last couple times, maybe I just go do the quirky hours, but they weren't there.
Yeah.
That's not good for me. And they don't like you when you carry stuff in.
Well,
a shopping cart full of stuff, they don't appreciate that.
No, but when I wrap, it takes way too long for, you know, when you see some lady do, here's your package, and I'm looking at her like, all right, I'd see you in about an hour 15 to wrap this box.
There's no problem. Pete, there's no doubt when you pull the presents out from under the tree, I don't have to put a tag on them. You know who they're from. Hey, as long as the box is covered, I don't care how much overlap there is. It tape that sucker down, we're ready to go.
Little brother Reggie used to wrap things in blankets, and you'd have to just go in the blanket and find it because he had no idea. Yeah, that's... That was a smooth move. Always liked that one.
I used to have other members of my family do that, and recently they've said, we're not doing that anymore. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk to a national champ as Eric Love is going to join us in studio, the Cozad grad. I still find it funny, and he probably doesn't, but with all those studs they had at Cozad, they didn't get the ring at Cozad. And now Eric has got the ring at Pitt State, and what's his name down in Lincoln? Nothing.
94,
so, you know,
we don't even know his name is.
Yeah, I can't even remember who that guy is.
Something, I don't know. Yeah,
well, he's hurt all the time. And Jeff Erickson from RotoWire is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show as well, as it is championship week for most folks in fantasy football. So if you've got a championship week question, or as we say, some of us and Daddy and I are in a couple of leagues where you play it out through the whole year, it's not head-to-head. So there may be a couple of guys out there. And the thing is, Daddy, with 2 weeks to go, you're not hearing a lot about teams sitting players. We've had so many injuries, I don't know who you could sit anyway. But you might have a question. James Starks came on at this time last year and helped people out the last couple, 3 weeks.
Douglas, the league we're in together, and I'm in two of the same type of league, You got to have your coach win. I got to play. Coach wins plus 10, you lose minus 10. It's a 20-point swing. So when you see 45, yeah, it could have been 65 and been up with the leaders. Instead, it's 45 and you're just out of luck.
Is that how that works?
I've got Houston or Carolina. Do you play Houston versus Indianapolis, who has stunk all year, now look to be on the hottest streak in the NFL, on a real roll on Thursday Night Football? Or do you wait and take Carolina, Cam Newton, that destroyed Houston a week ago against Tampa Bay, that looked like absolute crap garbage against Dallas?
Home. I told you, you got to take the home favorite, not the road favorite. Although, and again, Carolina's favored by more than Houston is, which is kind of amazing.
I just think if Tampa Bay's got such a better chance to beat Carolina than Indianapolis does to win two in a row.
Houston's got nothing to – well, they think they've got a chance at a first-round bye. I don't see that happening, but they basically have nothing to play for. So,
T.J. Yates.
Dan Orlovsky. He threw for 80-some yards last week.
Donald Brown, 80-yard touchdown run, too, in that one. Where's he been all year?
Well, and definitely not in the end zone. Daddy, this past Saturday, the Division II National Championship game was played. Unfortunately, they play it so early in the day, but there's other things going on, and they want ESPN to put it wherever they want. Pittsburgh State against Wayne State of Michigan. And obviously, there was a lot of eyes on that because UNK lost to Wayne State of Michigan. But also, there are a lot of eyes on that because Pittsburgh State always has a few kids from around the listening area, and one of those is our next guest.
Yes, Eric Love, Cozad graduate, and I guess high school great, had a great line to run behind, but racked up the yardage in high school. Didn't necessarily rack up the yard. You racked up more blocks than you did, but did get into the end zone. Eric, thanks for stopping by and joining us for a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome in. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Tell me what it feels like to be a national champ.
I personally don't think it's set in yet, but, I mean, it's just an unbelievable feeling.
Is that the goal at Pitt State every year? I mean, when you sit down in the summer with the coaches, is that the – I mean, obviously that's the ultimate goal, but did you ever think you'd get one?
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, every team has that as their top priority, but Pitt State has such a rich tradition. I think they're like the most winningest football program, Division II. So they always have that strong tradition, and I mean, most times they're disappointed if they have 8-3 season or something like that. But it definitely feels good to be a part of that tradition.
Eric Love joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and like Wayne State of Michigan, and like a lot of teams in Division II football, it wasn't easy. You weren't winning by 30 points every week, but coming out of the MIAA, seems like you get a lot more respect. Many people believe that's the toughest conference in the country. What was the low point this season, and what did you guys have to do to rebound from that?
Yeah, definitely the MIAA. It's they had four contenders in the national playoffs, so you know it's a good conference. And I think it goes back a couple of years when we had our first losing season. That was first time in a while, but right after that game, I think we lost to Truman, and I think the next day we were running sprints. So it's been a long time in the making. A lot of hard work has gone into this. The team obviously has had to buy in, and this season, I think we kind of saw it. We were playing Northwest at Arrowhead in Kansas City. And, shoot, we were down 22 points at halftime. And I don't think there was a doubt in anybody's mind that came out in that second half that we were going to win that game. Our coach, Coach Beck, told us that was our only option to go out and win. And we came back from that deficit and won with a field goal at the end. And I think our season just kind of took start there.
You know, every there's peaks and valleys every year. You've had peaks and valleys in your career. As a sophomore, you racked up more yardage than you did a senior. First, I want to know, you were basically a blocking back. It's a two-back set, but you're the blocking back. That's what they wanted you to do. But you got into the end zone on the first, you're only carrying the championship?
Yep. Yeah.
And just talk, I mean, did you knew you were getting the ball immediately when the play was called, or you got a couple plays that they can call when you get up to the line?
Yeah, they have well, either we call one play into the huddle or two plays into the huddle, and we go up to the line and see what the defense has given us, and our coach from the sideline will either signal in what play he wants us to run, and that play just happened to be open, and I was glad my coach called that play.
Well, for the season, Eric had 20 carries, 167 yards, 3 touchdowns, the 1 carry for a 15-yard touchdown in the national championship, and that obviously very important. Wayne State runs back the opening kickoff. Who, I mean, let's face it, everybody the whole time's going, Wayne State, we're going to drum these guys. I don't even care if it's the national championship. They're a 6th seed. Well, how'd they get here? We've got, and then they drop the bomb on you on the first play. Talk about the, I guess, the urgency or how the team felt going out on that first offensive drive.
Yeah, well, looking at statistics and looking at Wayne State, they got a lot of big guys, a lot of key players that can do some damage. As you can see on that opening kickoff, they ran one back with their running back, and we've been behind before, so we knew what it took to come back and win. I think there's a couple games this season where we had to fight from behind and come back and win, so I think that helped us early on in the season to kind of come out on top at the end.
Eric, take us back to last year. As a sophomore, your statistics were more than you had this year. Yeah. Last year, they bring in – Pittsburgh State is known when somebody has trouble at a Division I program, some of those running backs end up there. It's a log jam. You had trouble getting on the field. How frustrating was that?
Oh, it was pretty frustrating. When I went to Pittsburgh State, they recruited me as more of a tailback, and this year I made the move to fullback because we have a lot of guys at running back that are really good for our team. So, and our fullback last year graduated, so we needed somebody to kind of step up and fill that position. So I kind of did it, and didn't really look back since.
Was that Coach Beck saying, hey, you're going to play fullback, or was that Eric Love going, hey, I'd like to get on the field, could I try and work at fullback?
Oh, a little bit of both, yeah. So
it's interesting. There's some give and take, but you're a smart kid, too. You're an academic All-American.
Really? Let's see. Pittsburgh State running back Eric Love, the recipient of the Elite 89 Award for Division II football. There's only one of those. Majoring in construction, engineering, technology, 3.68 GPA, VIP sponsor luncheon, right before the national championship game, up goes Eric Love to receive this very prestigious award, and congratulations on that. But
thank you.
As Tony said, pretty smart, too.
Yeah, well, I'd have to thank my team for getting me to the national championship game so that I could get that Elite 89 award. I think it goes to the highest GPA at the national championship game, and just so happened to be me.
How long did you get to go to Alabama for?
We left Wednesday of the week before the game started, and we had a list full of activities that we needed to do, and we had a couple practices. We went and read to some kids at all the elementary schools, kind of give back to the community, and a couple banquets and luncheons. And by the end of when the game was about to start, I think at our meetings we were like, well, enough of this. It's time to go play some football. So it took a while.
Kearney's going in. UNK's joining the MIAA.
Yep.
You've been around people. I mean, that's been known for a while now. Are people excited to have Kearney? What's the general feel about UNK?
I think so. It's going to be a good addition to the MIAA. Like I said, the MIAA had 4 teams make it to the national playoffs this year, so it's a very tough conference. I think any Saturday, if you don't play good football, you could be beat by any team in the MIAA. So it's a good addition, and we're looking forward to it.
Eric Love joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. So what's next for Eric Love? Do you have aspirations of still playing football? You're already married. You get a job. Do you do that route, or what are you looking at?
Well, I think I'm going to be done with football. It is pretty good to go out on top. I graduated, supposed to graduate on Saturday, the day of the game. But the school, they put an extra ceremony in on Sunday, so I could do that when we got back. But no, I'll be, I'm lucky enough to get hired on with J.E. Dunn, in Kansas City. They're a construction firm there, commercial construction, so I'll be looking to do that.
Put your wife to work, too?
Yep, she's been there for a week already. She already started, so...
Eric, I'm always interested when we talk to the athletes that are in their senior year or just graduated or just moving on like you. Take us back to the process when you were a high school senior. Was it Pittsburgh State all along? What were some of the other offers? Did you have a chance to walk on D1? Kind of remind the folks and then what it came down to make that choice, which obviously worked out.
Yeah, there's a couple options. When I was looking for my schools, I kind of looked more towards my major than I did the... Also, it was a plus to have a good football team, but I wanted to make sure they had my program that I wanted to go into.
So if engineering would have been at UNK, you certainly would have came to UNK.
Oh, yeah. Probably, yeah.
There you go.
For sure. But when we went on our visit down to Pitt State and we saw their technology department, they... construction engineering, and they just have a huge building set aside for that, and I knew that that's where I needed to go.
I asked this before the show. You know, you don't have to go to practice after Christmas. I mean, it's been 4.5 years. That's all you've done is football, your school. I'm sure a rat race. I mean, getting everything, all the fitting everything into the 24 hours in a day. Can you believe it's over?
No, I can't really believe it. It's over. I kind of, my wife, Gretchen, she's had to put in a lot of work with me this last semester, letting me give some time into football, school, and our marriage, but it's been pretty busy. Also, we're moving to Kansas City, so it's been a pretty hectic semester.
Who'd you learn more from, Coach Bubach or this Beck guy?
I'd say a combination of both. It goes back to when you're playing football, when you're learning the basics, and you just take that with you year after year, and you learn and grow from it.
We brought your name up when we have Crick on the show and his career at Nebraska. Talk about, because there were a lot of good players on that Cozad football team when you were a junior and a senior. Do you guys stay in touch, and do you ever wonder what the heck happened?
Yeah, for sure. I always am looking for Jared on ESPN and seeing how he's doing. And Luke Pinkelman, he was in my wedding this summer. So, yeah, we try and keep in touch and see how everybody's doing.
Pink can throw the shot a little ways.
Yeah, he can.
I could have ran behind those two guys, Derek. No big deal there.
Not as far. Now,
that's exactly right.
I usually go through all this prep, and I've been looking everywhere to try and find this, and I can't find it exactly. So if I'm off base here, you'll have to tell me. But weren't you the guy that we took to the hospital during the playoffs your senior year and IV'd you up and brought you back to the game?
Well, that was a long time ago. Yeah, that was me. I think it was that.
What was it, 400 and how many, 420 some yards that game?
Yeah. Like I said, that was a long time ago. I can't remember what that was. It was a Kearney Catholic playoff game. So, yeah, that was me.
That was bizarre, but they still have some records from that game and from that season. Who was it that ended the year? Who knocked you guys out of the playoffs? Do you remember?
I think my senior year it was McCook, and the year before that we were C1, and it was Chase County.
Yeah, I was thinking Imperial. So
Matt May.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Great athlete.
Yeah, he's done some great things. Are you gonna volunteer coach, you know, via the internet over at Cozad? They're starting to come back. They could still use some help, obviously.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to actually get back for a game. I haven't seen a Cozad High School game since I moved down to Pittsburgh, so I'm kind of looking forward to coming back and seeing how they're doing.
You going to stick full-time to the job, no coaching in your future, anything like that?
I don't know. I might volunteer, maybe look around and see what schools are looking for help or something, but I think that'd be fun to kind of give back to a high school and prep those kids and prepare them for what they have to do.
Got all your Christmas shopping done?
No, I haven't had much time for that. So that's why we're here.
I've been sizing up rings. Yeah. Eric, it is an absolute pleasure to have you in on the show, and we sure appreciate it. Best of luck in whatever you do in the future, because obviously it looks like you're going to be building mausoleums and stadiums, or it looks like you got it pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you watch the football game last night?
I saw part of it, not very much.
See right before the half? The roughing the punter call?
I did not see that.
The worst call of the bowl season last night before.
Worse than Nebraska, Michigan?
It was right there. It was the same deal. Kid's legs go out from under him, touches the punter leg. 4th and 13. It's officiating's bad all over, isn't it, Eric? You're done now. You can comment on that.
Yeah. I mean, they go through a lot. They got a lot of pressure on them to make those calls or not to make those calls. So.
Well, Big Ten crew, too.
There's been a lot of great football players from Cozad, and not very many of them can say that they've won national championships. There's been a lot of great football program or players at Pittsburgh State, and not all of them can say they've won national championships. This is the second. And, Eric, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming in on the Doug and Daddy Show, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll hit your emails. We've got a lot more to talk about as we kind of get into that final, because it quiets down outside of the NBA. It does quiet down, obviously, until the holiday tournaments get going next week. And everybody, UNK, Hastings, the Huskers, they're now all done until after the Christmas break. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. Don't forget to email your questions for Jeff Erickson of RotoWire and RotoWire.com. He's coming up in the last segment of the show. We'll be back after this.
Start working on your victory dance because you could win tickets for two to four BCS bowl games, including the national championship with VIP access and a 2012 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. To enter the Built Ford Tough Big Score, just visit Ford.com/Big Score. So bust a move, Mr. Happy Feet. Enter now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be a legal U.S. resident, 21 or older. Offer ends 12/29/11. For official rules, go to www.Ford.com/Big Score.
With all the people on your holiday shopping list, wouldn't it be nice if someone gave you a little something too? Well, Discover Card is doing just that. Just use your Discover Card at restaurants, clothing stores, and department stores now through December 31st and get 5% cashback bonus. So whether you're buying that sweater for your brother, slippers for your mom, or just taking the family out to dinner after all the shopping's done, make sure to use your Discover Card and get your 5% cashback bonus. Limitations apply. Learn more and sign up today at discover.com. It pays to switch. It pays to Discover.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Thursday night, it's a battle of divisional foes as the Indianapolis Colts host the AFC South champs, the Houston Texans. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Lucas Oil Stadium for all the action. Houston has its eyes on a first-round bye, so a win is a must. For Indianapolis, the goal is simple: play spoiler against their rivals. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Dan Davis wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays from all of us at ESPN Radio.
Some scattered flurries are possible early on today. Then skies will turn to a mix of clouds and sun as temperatures will stay steady around 30 with a north wind at 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 27.
Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
"Merry Christmas, my friend!"
Bringing peace to all.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. If you're running around Christmas shopping in Grand Island and Kearney, it's a place to grab a little lunch, no matter when it is. Maybe you're going, it's 3 o'clock. I haven't eaten yet. It's 3 o'clock. I'm hungry again. I'm done Christmas shopping, and it's 4:30. I'm going to the chicken coop and celebrating. Doesn't matter what time it is. You can watch all the college football bowl games. Of course, there's NFL action tonight. The NBA, when they get rolling, they wish you a happy and merry Christmas. Thank you for your business in the last year. And don't forget, there's something for everybody. Doesn't matter if it's grandma, if it's a three-year-old kid, or if it's you. Steaks, burgers, pizzas. You can get your chicken tender hoagie, love that. Boneless wings, bone-in wings, 13, 14 different flavors.
Ribs.
Whatever you want. Ribs, that's right. Maybe you just want a salad. Whew, they got it there for you. Folks, there's nothing better than being with friends and family, watching everything you want, enjoying a great meal. They're open every day for lunch, for great lunch specials, and great food and drink specials every night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney.
Douglas, Akron may have themselves a football coach, we understand. And you're shaking your head.
I am shaking my head.
They're still looking the Division II route, and I think if you pulled, I think if you pulled 100 football fans around Central Nebraska and said, name two Division I football coaches, I think this guy would be mentioned. They would say Daryl Morris. You might say, I mean, I don't know where else. You would say Coach O'Boyle at Shadron. You would say Terry Bowden. That looks to be the new football coach at the University of Akron, Terry Bowden, moving from Northern Alabama to coach the Akron Zips.
Earlier in the week, we had Pete Roussel on from Coach, and I cannot believe that, from CoachingSearch.com. That's just
Dan McLaughlin.
Terry Bowden, he's just looking to get in Division I. That's all. North Alabama's better. Unless the writing's on the wall, and maybe because they did struggle a little bit this year. They did make it in, but they struggled. I mean, they've been a power. They've been a top 10 team consistently, and he was number one for a little bit this year, I believe. And maybe there's some writing on the wall. Maybe he needs to get out of there. I guess you never know. But anyway, earlier this week, Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com was on. He has posted Steve Spurrier, Mike Stoops.
Really?
Well, with Ellis Johnson leaving to take the head job at Southern Miss and his post-practice media session earlier this week, Spurrier went right into the subject before anyone had a chance to bring up the departure. I'm not getting into all that, man. Is Mike Stoops a guy you would be interested in just talking to about this? Not getting into all that, man. You must be new. Let's see, the head ball coach dismissed himself from his media powwow to head inside, but in Spurrier fashion, he turned and blurted, "You must be new." Huh. Well, there you go.
Well, trying to make a splash. Obviously, the old ball coach on the offensive side of the ball needs somebody that have a lot of confidence, a lot of faith in to run the defense.
What it was like the last question of the press conference. He's ready to go in, and he throws that out. So there you go. Tom and Hastings fired us this email well after the show yesterday. Of course, we had UNK Athletic Director John McBride in. Wants to know if there's a thought of getting rid of any sports at UNK. How will that affect us going into the MIAA scholarship-wise other than football and basketball? Well, I'll tell you one thing. If they're getting rid of a sport, it's a men's sport.
Yeah.
They had to add soccer to get to the requirements, so you can't be dropping a woman's sport. They're not going to add a sport right now because financially, why would you do that? And scholarships, they will be increasing according to Chancellor Christensen and Athletic Director McBride. They have to. They have to compete. This was a big full scale, and that's why we asked John McBride yesterday how that is coming along. And I think it's still a long process.
Yeah, but a long process. Just think. You go back 5 years ago when Eric Love and those kids are being recruited. I think UNK had 14, 15 scholarships. To double that right now and to be moving up to 30, that's huge for the football program.
Daddy, let's look at how we're doing in our Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. We have a leader. And right now, Mark M. is setting it 4-1. 4-1. He took Wyoming, so he missed the first one. He's won four in a row. He's 4-1 at this point. And congratulations to Andy. He gets his first one right last
Woo-hoo!
Night with TCU.
Nice work, Andrew.
So
good work.
Mark is 4-1. We've got four gentlemen at 3-2. Sean, Jim, Mark R., and Eric are at 3-2. Jason A. is at 2-3, just like Mitch. And Andy got some work to do. And no surprise that they all have Boise. A couple of them have Nevada in the New Year's Eve Bowl. But there's where we are when we're all done. The winner gets the grand prize from Misco Sports. Let's take a look at ours. I'm rallying. I've won the last two. I'm 2-3. You're 3-2.
That's good. That's good.
You took Florida International. That's good. We both have Boise State tonight, and then I took Nevada because I just had to take him somewhere on one of my sheets, and you took Southern Miss. How can this not be a 70-0 game tonight? Just because Arizona State is a Pac-12 BCS type of school without a coach?
They were 0 for November. 0 for November, Arizona State. I don't. I'm right with you, Doug. And to say that Boise State doesn't want to be there, Kellen Moore going for his 50th collegiate win, a record.
Yeah, they blew away Colt McCoy's.
This record will, you say, never be. I mean, I can't see this 50 wins in your college career ever being duplicated again.
Well, you shouldn't even be. It's hard. Well, in the day, you couldn't have done
right.
That. 11 games in a bowl game. So you could have started every game, won them all, and you'd have got 48. But now you can play 12, 13, 14 games, championship games, bowl games. The preseason games are pretty much out. But what should happen? What's going to happen tonight, Daddy? This is an unofficial selection. They're favored by 14, 14 and a half.
I think it's a rout. You look at the defense gave up 29 to UCLA, 37 to Washington State, 31 to Arizona. California scored 47, all losses. Now, they put some points on the board themselves, but 0 for November, I think.
Well, that'll be the key, because Boise State's defense this year is not as good as it has been in the past, although they did find a way to really shut down Georgia. Boise State is ranked 7th in the country. Arizona State is 6-6. A one-loss team against 6-6, that is what is wrong with the bowl system. Boise State should not be playing before Christmas, and they should be playing a very good football team. With all these tie-ins, you've got to find a way to open something up for these 12-1 teams. That's what's killing them. All these bowl tie-ins, and so you got to find a place for these non-BCS schools and Las Vegas Bowl.
It had to be a sick feeling, but that's where you're going. You go with your buddies, you have a good time in Las Vegas, and then I think the last two or three days, you get ready to play a football game, and you go out and you win one for Kellen Moore to say that's a record that will never be broken. I was a part of that. I think that's enough motivation, isn't it?
Well, you would have to hope so. And I feel for the Boise kids. Arizona State, though, they've got like the tallest quarterback in Division I. He's 6'8". He's got a wide receiver that's like 5'10". They have a big story on ESPN here the last Sports Center, the last 24-hour cycle that you might be able to catch up to. Also, they keep playing this. How long is that segment with Tim Tebow from the whole Chicago Bear game? It's like 10, 12 minutes long, right? Have you had a chance to watch it all?
One of the segments, 15 minutes and 20 seconds.
It's very long. This may be a partial editing because most of it's in the fourth quarter. Not all of it, but most of it. And he's talking to all the Bears. What's going on? That's weird. That's just weird to me. Hey, what's up? Hey, yeah, man, you're quick.
Well, maybe you got time to watch Tebow. Maybe you got time to watch the bowl game tonight. After this bowl game, boys, he's going to go kick back in some recliners. I'm sure they got him at Bruce Furniture. They want your furniture right and fast. You see a chair on the floor, it's out the door today. You want it there for Dad tonight when he gets home? It's there today. That's what they do at Bruce Furniture. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. Price it says on that price tag is the price it goes out the door at. You don't want it delivered till the day after Christmas, a little surprise for Dad a day late? That's not a problem either. They'll fix it up for you. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, out west of the Alliance. No need to clear out the old stuff. They'll do it for you. That's what they do. They'll gladly take care of your heavy lifting for you. Save you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right movers for you. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
Here's one for you. Dane Crist, highly touted quarterback that ended up at Notre Dame and then wants to transfer. He's made his decision. Can you put two and two together here? Who would have brought Dane Crist in?
No.
Oh, yeah. Dane Crist has decided to transfer to Kansas, where the former Notre Dame quarterback will be reunited with Coach Charlie Weiss. Crist announced his decision on Twitter this morning. Quote, after a long and difficult decision-making process, I'm incredibly excited to join the Kansas football team. Rock, chalk, Jayhawk. End quote. Crist visited Kansas and Wisconsin. That would have been a coup. Before deciding on the Jayhawks, where Weiss was hired to replace Turner Gill, Weiss recruited Crist to Notre Dame and was his coach for 2 years. One of the country's top recruits out of high school, Crist started the season as the starting QB, but was benched at halftime of the opener against South Florida, played only a handful of snaps behind Tommy Reese the remainder of the season. He's already graduated, so he'll be eligible to play for Kansas immediately. This is a Russell Wilson situation, folks. I don't know that he's as good or the same as Russell Wilson, but that's what you've got. Just shocking.
Okay, I'm just looking at the projected who's in the lineup here. Brock Berkland was a freshman this year. Jordan Webb, a sophomore this year. Blake Jablonski on the Kansas roster. He was a redshirt freshman.
I got to be related to that guy.
So, and Quinn Meacham was a senior, so. There's three very, very young guys. Maybe they take a chance to step back and learn from a pretty good one in Crist. I saw an interesting tweet this morning about basically the board of trustees or whoever I can't remember the exact wording the guy used, but it says they covered up for the ineptness of their AD Peterson with hires like Callahan, Graham, and they had one more. Basically just hammered Steve Peterson. I thought, excellent tweet.
Well, they got their man in today, Matt Barkley. Here's when you got a little time to talk, here's what you talk about. Matt Barkley, great USC quarterback. Todd McShay says he's just been struggling mightily with the decision. Well, of course you are. You want to stay in college. You want the money. This is a tough decision for Matt Barkley because, frankly, I don't think he's good enough to come out and be a top 10 pick right now. But also, if you come out now, and as Todd McShay said, if you stay, they're going to find holes in your game. You know, Jake Locker took a hit, and there's a variety of quarterbacks that stayed. The last USC quarterback that went to Arizona.
Leinart,
he didn't do anything. You come out now, you get your money. Maybe you slide down, you end up on a decent team. You don't have to start right away. Instead of being picked in the top 10, which I can't, and they have Robert Griffin III going in the top 10. This has got to be strictly a Cam Newton pick, doesn't it? But I mean, why else would Robert Griffin would never be never be thought of as a top 10 quarterback until Cam Newton, would he?
I don't even know that you would go in saying Robert. I mean, I would have to, you know, hear what McShay and those guys that see all the film. But you look at a player like that, I wouldn't think he'd be behind center 100% of the time. I mean, there's an athlete with world-class speed. I think you would find a way to get him on the field and get the ball in his hands, but I don't know if it's always going to be a quarterback. And that's what I'd say about Robert Griffin. And maybe he throws the ball well enough. Obviously, he can fast and can run fast enough, but the NFL is a different animal. I'll be interested to see what Nolan Narok, even Pro Football Weekly, people like that say about him.
Well, we will hear the official announcement. He's going to make it this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth with more, including Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. Send in your fantasy football questions. We'll be right back.
This holiday, tell someone how much you care by spending a whopping 97 cents on them. Walmart has all the latest smartphones from the nation's top carriers, like the LG Enlighten for Verizon, LG Optimus S for Sprint, and Impulse 4G for AT&T, all just 97 cents. Yes, I said 97 cents for a smartphone with all the bells and whistles. And no one has to know how little you spent. They'll think you went all out and will have no idea you found the money for their gift under the sofa cushions. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Start working on your victory dance because you could win tickets for two to four BCS bowl games, including the national championship with VIP access and a 2012 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. To enter the Built Ford Tough Big Score, just visit Ford.com/Big Score. So bust a move, Mr. Happy Feet. Enter now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be a legal U.S. resident, 21 or older. Offer ends 12/29/11. For official rules, go to www.ford.com/big score.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some scattered flurries are possible early on today. Then skies will turn to a mix of clouds and sun as temperatures will stay steady around 30 with a north wind at 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 27.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue, just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue,
this is so good.
It's no place. It start falling. That's when those blue.
Nothing says Christmas like Porky Pig.
It start calling.
You fired up.
You'll
I'm more of an Elvis Christmas guy.
Elvis and Blue Christmas is good.
I like that. Probably like one of my favorites.
I like traditional though. I'm not big into all the recent pop stars just singing a song just because they have to.
I got you. Putting out their own Christmas album because they haven't recorded one in 12 months.
And it's always funny because they have to record them like in May to get them out in time. It's crazy. So, Doug and Daddy Shelf, the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Doug, Daddy, Merritt, Porky Pig, glad to have you along with us. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac would like to extend the holiday savings to all of their future and present customers. With everything going on this holiday season, they'd like your decision to be a little easier this year with their hassle-free pricing. Just the best price on every vehicle every day, clearly marked on the window of every vehicle. Or you can check it out on the web, of course, at thinkmidway.com. There are so many great deals going on right now. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Couldn't even put them all out for you. So check it out, thinkmidway.com. Thanking you for your business in the past and looking forward to serving you again in the future as we turn the calendar to 2012. Scary!
Already?
Scary. Scary. You know, it would be a lot more fun to do the next segment if I actually was still alive in fantasy football here in 2011. But Jeff Erickson, the senior editor of RotoWire, as he suggested last week, NFL playoff, you can still get one together for that, which we will do. Jeff, where did I go wrong?
It stinks when you get knocked out. It's one of the worst days of the year, I tell you. Especially if you have a good team and, you know, you guy gets hurt or, you know, lays a big egg the one time, you know. You have Robin Gronkowski and he doesn't score for the first time in X number of weeks. It's painful. I mean, the guy, you know, it happens. You have Aaron Rodgers and he has his worst game of the year. It's just the worst feeling in the world when you get knocked out like that.
The NFL.com commercial, I'm in it.
Oh, it's so awesome. Isn't that the best commercial ever?
It's so great. It is
the,
so
the guy
great.
On the treadmill is just the best. I think that was just so perfect.
Well, let's get to the questions. We've got a few. Daddy, you start.
I have LeSean McCoy. Need two more in a PPR league. Hello, Michael Turner, Sammy Morris, or Khalil Bell?
Michael Turner and Hello. It's close between Hulu versus, and watch out for the injury reports on Hulu too, because he sat out a little bit of the second half last week. If it's not Hulu, then Khalil Bell. And I'm checking up on Hulu right now, actually, to see if he practiced today. He was limited yesterday's practice, so watch out on that one. Remember, we got the Saturday games too, so we got to kind of speed up our decisions on this.
What if Hulu doesn't go with the Shanahan, who finally finds a guy to settle on? Do you go back to Terrain, or is there somebody else?
I think it's Evan Royster is now the number two there. I'd probably stay away from the situation.
Easy! Pick him up! We got guys that are still dropping an ad. Let's go to Chris in Lawrence. He says, any word on Big Ben's playing time this week? I have to start Alex Smith or Ben.
Well, you get a little bit of time. He hopes to play Saturday against the Rams. You know, he's gutting it out on Monday night. You know, I don't really love Alex Smith's Alex Smith's situation against Seattle, that's not an easy matchup either, especially in Seattle. They have a considerable home field advantage, and that Seattle defense has been playing really well. You got to kind of wait it out there. My lean is to go with Big Ben if he plays. But you'll know before, at least, because they play the early game, if I'm not mistaken.
Touchdown-only league. Jeff says, I need to play two of the three falling quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Andy Dalton, Tavarius Jackson.
Well, obviously Brady. Tavarius Jackson versus Andy Dalton. I go Tavarius Jackson, I think. Arizona's actually been playing a lot better on defense lately. Don't love either of it, but I think I'll go Tavarius Jackson.
Who would have thought anybody would ever pick Tavarius Jackson at the beginning of the year? But
no doubt.
Good job by him. I mean, it just goes to show, right, Daddy, that if you can get out of Minnesota, you got a chance. This comes from Terrence. He goes, hi, guys. This is a non-PPR league. I need to sit one of these four. Felix Jones, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, Jeremy Maclin. Who doesn't start on that one, Jeff?
You got to wait for the injury reports because Felix Jones actually missed practice Tuesday and was limited Wednesday with those hamstring problems. In fact, he fully sat out yesterday. Watch today. Right now, it's Felix is the odd man out. It's close. But otherwise, probably Dez Bryant. He's only had six targets since Miles Austin came back 2 weeks ago, so it's just not getting a whole lot of action going in his direction. Maybe he'll hit on that one big play, but, you know, it's tough.
Touchdown-only league. I have Arian Foster, so I need one other running back. Ryan Matthews, Tolbert, Marion Barber.
Every week it's a tough call. I mean, the fact that Ryan Matthews got goal line carries last week, I mean, that opened my eyes a little bit. You got to figure he's going to have a decent matchup against Detroit this week. I'll say Matthews. You know, your league is so tough because it's touchdown only. I mean, Tolbert gets those goal line carries usually, and he got the first touchdown last week on Sunday night, so you're probably pretty happy about that. But then seeing Matthews get him later on, it's difficult. I'm going to say Matthews. It's close.
Well, we stay with the touchdown only league questions. Torrey in Riverdale says Plaxico Burress or Nate Washington?
Nate Washington.
Here's one for you. Also, we know that Josh Cribbs might be injured. Touchdown only, Cribbs or Pierre Garçon tonight?
I hate Garçon's matchup, but you know, because of the injury, you got to go with Garçon.
Do you take a flyer on a Kevin Walter?
That's not a bad idea, especially no Andre Johnson. Another name you might throw out there is Golden Tate from Seattle a little bit, although, again, don't love the matchup. But those two are viable options also.
Pick two of these, A.J. Green, Macklin, DeSean Jackson, Santonio Holmes.
Okay, you got to wait to see if A.J. Green's going to be able to play. Right now, I'd say Holmes and Macklin.
This comes from Chris in Kearney, who says, and this is just a regular league, he goes, oh, whoa, not surprising, Chris is in the championship game. I need a tight end. Owen Daniels, Anthony Fasano, or Jared Cook?
You know, right now I'd have to say Fasano. I like that matchup against the Patriots. A good, you know, good matchup to go against. Daniels was limited at practice yesterday. He's listed as questionable for tonight's game. I'd rather not have to roll with a guy that's hurt. So go with Fasano.
Which defense would you start? Cowboys, Eagles, Titans?
Cowboys, Eagles, or Titans? I would go with the Cowboys defense in this situation.
Jeff, need three receivers, touchdown only league. Miles Austin, Santonio Holmes, I think, are givens. Here's the other three. Mike Williams, Preston Parker, Austin Collie.
Yuck. 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 I've been saying that Mike Williams is dead to me, but...
Jeff, going into the year, that's my receiving corps. I got Miles Austin, Santonio Holmes, Mike. I've got three of the top, 10 or 12 receivers on the whole thing?
Yeah, you're feeling pretty good about it there. Mike Williams, that guy just so frustrating to deal with there. Yet, I'm going to tell you to start him, I guess. You can't count on Austin Collie either. Maybe Austin Collie, but, yeah, I don't like the matchup against Houston, yeah. You could troll the waiver wire, see if maybe James Jones is available. Someone got frustrated because he didn't do much last week, or Golden Tate. I would go with those guys over Mike Williams, though.
Jeff Erickson with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Are you available next week, Jeff? Are we going to do this again? Because I want to recap the season a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, and we can start thinking about playoff pools, too.
Exactly. But right off the top of your head, biggest bust of the year was who?
Well, I'm fixated on Mike Williams right now. He's up there. He's definitely up there. Jamaal Charles, because of the injury, because he happened so early in the season. Any of the Colts that you're expecting Peyton Manning to come back after 2 to 3 weeks. You know, if you drafted Reggie Wayne, you're certainly not happy with what you got out of him. Those are high on the list.
I see you have Drew Brees ahead of that Green Bay guy this year. Is that the first time?
Yeah, he's at home. He's healthy. His offensive line is healthy. His receivers are healthy. So it's close. I mean, if you have Rodgers, you're starting Rodgers. If you have Brees, you're starting Brees. Although I know people that have like Brees and Newton, or Brady and Newton, because people are taking Newton as a flyer, as a late round backup, as a bye week backup. But you know what? I will say that I think that Rodgers will probably bounce back, have a decent day this week. I think last week was a bit of a fluke.
Well. See, you got to bring up this Drew Brees talk, because that was my quarterback. I lose by 2 points in the first round of the playoffs. Then he throws for 5 touchdowns last week.
Oh, isn't that the worst? I had a listener who got eliminated with Calvin Johnson in week 14. And then he went up against somebody who had Calvin Johnson in another league and got eliminated by him the other way. So he got whipsawed on that one pretty good.
Is that all the questions? We got everybody knocked in here, Merritt? I think that's everything for today, Jeffrey. Hey. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you before a Happy New Year next week.
All right, boys. Merry Christmas. Thanks a lot.
Always appreciate it. Folks, check it out online, rotowire.com. They'll answer your questions as well. Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. Nobody does it better than Jeff Erickson and the gang at RotoWire and rotowire.com.
Interesting setup the last 2 weeks, Douglas. I'm going to play Houston tonight it is Houston against the Colts.
Well, you're usually right, so I got to feel that's probably a pretty good selection. All they got to do is win. It's not like they got to cover.
No.
And don't forget, folks, all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, home of Eric Love, North Platte, and Lexington. Come in and try one of the new BK toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. Three toppers to choose from. One of these to tempt everyone's taste buds, and the new fries as well at BK. Back with more after this.
Get in the zone. Imagine doing a complete oil change for little more than the price of a movie ticket. Well, now at AutoZone, pick up a 5-plus quart jug of durable Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter on sale for $16.99 or just $9.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. That's right, just $9.99. See store for restrictions and details. So make protecting your engine as easy as possible. The AutoZone way. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
When you donate your car to the National Kidney Foundation, it's a win-win. You win because donated cars are tax-deductible. Thousands of kidney patients will win because your donation supports life-saving programs. The process is simple. Towing is free, and your gift to those with kidney disease is priceless. Donate online at 1-800-488-CARS.com, or you can just...
call 1-800-488-CARS, the Kidney Cars Program.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
NBA is back and tips off the season with a doubleheader on Christmas Day. First in New York, Carmelo, Amari, and the Knicks host the Boston Celtics.
Here's a lob to Garnett for the jam on a feed from Rondo.
Then in Dallas, the defending champion Mavericks raise the banner in front of LeBron, D-Wade, and the Heat.
Wade, beat the buzzer.
The Knicks and Celtics at 11 a.m., followed by the Mavs and Heat. Christmas Day on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Some scattered flurries are possible early on today. Then skies will turn to a mix of clouds and sun as temperatures will stay steady around 30 with a north wind at 10 to 20. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 27.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
You like food, don't you?
Love it.
Hey, Bob. Thanks, Bob. Taking care of Doug and Daddy, our buddy Bob Jensen. Nothing better than Troutman's. Folks, swing on in there. If you've got some more guests coming in than you expected or there's been a change in plans, they can help you out with the hams, the turkeys, the steaks, the breakfast fixings with some bacon. Maybe you just need some stocking stuffers. What's better than a gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats? Pick up some snack sticks. How about a jar of baked beans in your stocking, Daddy?
I would love that. I
maybe
you know
a
what?
Beverage to go along with
I
it.
I can't put down this turkey, and I'm not even a turkey fan. Troutman's, it's
turkey.
Different, folks. If you've never been to Troutman's, why not try it out the next couple days?
Tony's not a big turkey fan, so we get some turkey, and I don't get it. It's like my favorite thing ever. I mean, you love steak.
What is this cheese stuff? What do you call that?
Would you quit it? See, this is what he does all the time. Eats 90% of what's there because he just sits there. He figures if he eats, then I've got to be the one talking. It happens all the time. It happens all the time.
That's good.
We went down to look what's cooking. Who's eating the prime rib from Troutman's? You. Who's doing the interview? Me. What a dork. Unbelievable. Paul Christ will be the new head football coach at Pittsburgh. That's the next selection for Steve Peterson, by the way.
I think that's an excellent hire. His name kept coming up. Why not?
Caputo, I want to address this. Mike Caputo will be charged with reckless driving rather than drunken driving, and he may have already finished up this morning. I have not seen an update on that. In connection with, you know, DUI .103. And then at the bottom of the story here, again, if you're unfamiliar, he's the starting center for Nebraska, hasn't missed a game in the last 2 years, started every game. Arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. He was asleep behind the wheel of his vehicle in a U-Stop parking lot 1:10 in the morning on December 11th. His blood alcohol was 0.10. Of course, now the legal limit in Nebraska, and it has been for quite a while, is .08. Coach Pelini was waiting, and I think he figured that this was going to happen, apparently from what he was being told, to make a decision on the discipline for Caputo. At the bottom of the story, though, the AP or whoever asked Chief Assistant City Attorney John McQuinn why he's charging Caputo with reckless driving instead of DUI. McQuinn declined, only to say that Caputo is not receiving preferential treatment, which he's not.
Well, he must not have thought they had a case, it sounds like. That's why they do that.
Well, I think they had a case. They found him behind the wheel of a running vehicle asleep, and he had a .10. That's just the way of the world. He's not receiving preferential treatment. That's what happens. That's what happens. It's better for everybody, especially if it's a first-time offense. Now, if his record wasn't clean, that would be a whole different deal. That's the plea bargain. That's the way it works. And I can just see the message boards lighting up with, oh, he's a Husker football player, so that's what happened. It's not, folks, okay? It's not.
I think you're exactly right, Douglas.
I imagine you get a statement today, I would think today, from Coach Pelini. Get it over with. Don't wait till Monday when they're flying out.
Depends on what kind of mood he's in.
High school basketball the last night before the moratorium.
One deal before I let you hit on the basketball deal. If you saw the Bo Pelini happy holidays from the Husker coaching staff that's going around, you will see it.
Yes, I did. And here's the weird thing, okay? When I first saw that on Facebook, one of my Facebook friends, that was the photo. And I actually thought that was the photo. And I thought how gay that was when I saw it. I said, good Lord, is he on the other side of the fence? Because he's sitting there holding the cat. And then now I realize that maybe somebody's just photoshopping a lot of people's heads onto the... Is somebody holding a cat, and then, like, instead of the cat in the background, there's also, like, another picture of the cat, just the cat. You'll see it. If you're into the social media, you'll see it. Wow.
Pretty funny.
And it's not Bo smiling either. No. Happy holidays from the Nebraska coaching staff. Basketball tonight, St. Cecilia at Sandy Creek. That is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Gets underway with the girls at 6, a rematch of last year's state semifinal. That should be a great one. The boys should be good as well at 7:45. And on 12:30 AM KHAS, Hastings will take on the Waverly girls at 5:45. And the boys will play Beatrice at 7:30. A couple of other games tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic makes things up with Centura from the first weekend. Grand Island Senior High's at Lincoln Southeast. St. Paul's at Aurora. Red Clouds at Wilcox Hildreth. You got games today?
None.
You're done until after the holidays, huh?
Done until after the holidays.
First of the year?
January 3rd, a makeup date somewhere.
There you go. Let's get it on.
Big James disagrees with what you're saying about Caputo. I'll have to read you the text message off the air, but... totally in disagreement. Wow, you've angered James.
I don't want to anger James.
No, it's sad.
He's good. He's got good info from time to time.
We want to thank
national champion Eric Love, running back of Pittsburgh State, the D2 champions out of Cozad, for coming into the studio today, and Jeff Erickson of RotoWire. Tomorrow, a special Christmas treat. Stephen M. Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star with our final thought of the Huskers before they board that flight Monday. Plus, I suppose we've got to dig out the 12 days of Christmas, Doug and Matt style. One time. That's what we do on Friday. I've got to finish up my Christmas shopping. And folks, don't forget, while you're out there, maybe you need a break, swing by Cunningham's. They've got they've got everything you need. Maybe a journal bite for you. Maybe some brisket sandwiches. Get the Juicy Lucy if you're getting the burger. They've got great pizza and prime rib. And they invite you in for all the bowl games, including Nebraska, South Carolina, January 2nd, with Nebraska pint specials throughout the day. They've got Coors Light Red Beers, coldest draft beer in town. Whether you just want to have some live entertainment, whether you want to hang out with your friends and family, watch sports, televisions everywhere, and of course they serve you lunch every day. Sports fans, come in and watch your favorite sports programs and have lunch. They're there for you until 1 in the morning. Cunningham's Journal in Kearney.
Maybe you just want to hang out with your friends, ditch your family. Cunningham's, they're open on Christmas as well.
They got the loft, you can lose them. There's two different places to go. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.